folks with us here on our stage is tonight's second star, Easton Armstrong. I didn't realize that we hadn't named you a star at home in quite a while because you brought that up to our attention right away that this was a while. Were you getting a little worried, upset with us or anything like that?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Because I don't want you upset at me. You're a big enough guy that I'm not that brave and strong to be able to try and take you on at your age. But I would, because I'm stupid. Anyway, congratulations on the victory tonight. How much fun was that one tonight, having to keep battling against a team that just would not go away?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, their fight for their life tonight, they had to win tonight to be able to have an opportunity to maybe make it to the playoffs. So they were fighting for their life, and they worked really hard. And I think we didn't show up the best at the start, but I think we did a good job of answering the bell. So
you scored a goal tonight that reminded me of somebody the Blades had last year and did similar things beside the net and playing in that net front. Jake Chason was the guy we had here last year that would take it at the side of the goal and then bring it from backhand to the forehand in front and tuck it in. How much confidence do you have, obviously, in being able to do that tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of practice on it. Wasey yesterday we sat there for 10, 15 minutes just working on it. So I had definitely a little bit of credit to him for working with me yesterday, and I just been there all year, so it's starting to become second nature.
So practice does indeed make perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Adam?
Yeah, we were just kind of joking as you got up here. You said you got hit in the face probably at least four times tonight. I feel like you wouldn't care even if you're 17, 18, but now that you're 20, it's kind of last kick of the can. You really don't care how many marks you get on your face as long as you guys are winning.
No, I don't think I ever really did. It's just kind of a part of it. If you play hard and play your hardest out there, then you're gonna get hit once in a while. And today I actually was in the lounge and I was talking to Sones, and I was talking about how I hadn't got hit in the face in a while, and I think I jinxed it a little bit. Got hit in the face four or five times tonight. So.
And how much are you kind of relishing this opportunity? I mean, last year on Winnipeg, a really deep team, I don't think you're playing prominent minutes as you were here, so how much you relish this year and being a part of it and using those kind of crease goals to get momentum?
Yeah, it's a big confidence builder. It's been such an amazing experience, especially for my last year, and I just take every day in and enjoy it. So
you got outed a little bit here by Brendan Sonny just a few moments ago about a nickname that you have, and the story, of course, goes to the show Friends. Rachel Go Long, and it's you, Rachel, go to the net. Doesn't bother you, I'm told.
Nope, not at all. I actually love that show. I've seen it tons of times. So it's that episode in Thanksgiving. They go play pick up football out in the park, and every time they say Rachel Go Long, and they don't really use her, but she's a decoy, and I think that I do that pretty good.
Well, you do have similar hair color to her, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
lots of fun here. Congratulations on the victory. A second star, 33 goals. That's huge. Continued success to you, Easton Armstrong, moving forward.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Good stuff. Easton Armstrong of the Saskatoon Blades joining us here on the post-game show.